My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why don't we start with the news of the day? Trent Williams and the 49ers agreed to a contract restructure. So San Francisco's now sealed and delivered deals with Brandon Ayuk, who was holding in, and Trent Williams, who was holding out. They're both back. They're throwing it all together last second here, but the 49ers, with their stars carrying over from last year, will be at close to full strength as they get ready to open their season this weekend.
Yeah, too much at stake. Too much at stake for a team that's that good, a team that's got that kind of firepower, a wide-open NFC where they're the prohibitive favorite. They're the best team in that conference. Been to the Super Bowl. Pretty much every time they've been healthy, they've been in the conference title game or on the way to the Super Bowl. They are right there. Their window is open right now. So maybe if you're in a rebuilding position, maybe if you're coming off a 3 or 4 or 5-win season, you could play some more hardball with Trent Williams. And they don't have time for that, right?
I mean, if you're Trent, you're trying to win your first Super Bowl. You've been searching for one. You've been on the precipice, knocking on the door with San Francisco for a few years. You just got to give yourself the best chance this year and worry about everything else after that. They open the season on Monday Night Football 6 days from today against the Jets, actually. So that should theoretically be Aaron Rodgers' first full game for the New Yorkers. It was Monday Night Football 1 year ago in week one where he ruptured his Achilles tendon and he was done for the season. So he'll look for a different result in that game, and the Jets hope to keep the train on the tracks for at least a night with Aaron Rodgers, but that's Monday Night Football. Now, the 49ers did have a massive scare, and this was a near tragedy. Before we move on, we should just acknowledge that Ricky Pearsall, their rookie receiver from the University of Florida, I love this guy. He actually played with Jaden Daniels at Arizona State and then transferred to Florida at the end of his college career. They drafted him in the first round, which now seems almost like an unnecessary pick, by the way, because Debo's not going anywhere, and they paid Brandon Ayuk. He was kind of going to be the Ayuk replacement, perhaps. But he's a really, really talented route runner. He went to a event where he was signing autographs, was walking out of the event in downtown San Francisco. A teenager saw him, 17-year-old, I believe, tried to steal his watch. They get into an altercation and a bit of a fight. Kid pulls out a gun and shoots him in the chest. Subsequently, as he's taking off and trying to jump into a car, shoots himself. He's hospitalized. Pearsall, more importantly, had the bullet go through his chest, out his back, a nearly devastating loss of life situation. He ends up being A-OK. He's out of the hospital already. He's apparently in the team's facility today. But how can you hear that and not think about Brian Robinson 2 years ago?
100%, man.
The exact same scenario, basically. Robinson, instead of being at a card signing event, was in downtown D.C. just picking up seafood. He heard about a restaurant.
He'd like to eat lunch.
He heard this is a great place to get a po' boy sandwich or whatever. He went, he scooped his food, he's taking his takeout back to his car, and two kids that were younger than 17, I think one was like 13 and one was 16 or something, you know, attack him, try to rob him. He gets into it with them and gets shot in the leg. So it's very, very similar to what we went through here in D.C.
Absolutely. I mean, it defies belief. It's so, the details sound fictitious. They sound made up. It sounds too incredible to be true. I don't mean that in a good way. Like, obviously, it's absurd. And people are going to hear this the right way. Obviously, I don't want anyone to be shot. I think that's pretty a pretty strong stance there. That's pretty clear and pretty obvious. I've got like a little, like it's even more heartbreaking to me when this isn't some sort of like weird nefarious activity going on Aaron Hernandez style at 3 o'clock in the morning, somewhere you shouldn't be. You know what I mean? This isn't one of those like extracurricular.
Yeah. You're committing a crime. Yeah, with bad people.
You're doing something. You're hanging out with some sort of seedy element or whatever the hell. It's like going to sign autographs. You know, it's like sort of team and career and football related, like trying to make some people happy, right? Like to build some fandom, to build the fan base. And that happens. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's nuts. And it again is just scary. You think about it. These athletes, people know where they're at. You know, when they're publicizing themselves and doing some marketing at events. I saw Deebo Samuel actually on Instagram Live yesterday. A video was making the rounds where he said, hey, you guys need to slow down with the posting pictures of us out and about.
Yeah.
And obviously it's after one of his teammates got shot, so he's a little spooked. But his point is, I think, a good one. You know, he was referencing the fact that if he's eating at a restaurant or whatever, sometimes, you know, he'll see that people will take a picture and say, Debo's at so-and-so right now eating this meal. It's like, nah, man, let me live in some privacy. You just don't know what people are thinking. And bad guys have the social media too. You know, they can... Oh, Deebo Samuel, he's definitely got some jewelry on. He might have money or whatever, but just very, very happy that Pearsall's okay.
Hear, hear.
And by a couple of inches, probably not only survived, but hopefully we'll get to play football again as he's in the building today. No idea what the timeline is on his recovery. We'll see what the 49ers have to say as they talk about that today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.